the school game, or move education far and away from any and all influence of politics, to protect education, to make it permanently real, we must remove it from the control of any and all politicians. It may seem like they may not directly influence what is taught, at least in more developed nations, but that is false. Raising tuition is the same or worse as teaching a fantasy or opinion over fact. Underpaying teachers and lowering standards is the same as hiring actors that eventually merely pretend to teach. The politicians don't have to ask to burn or ban or rewrite books. They just need to keep the prices high and the effort low, and the rest will take care of itself. For all the outstanding teachers in the world and their arguments against computerized education, there are millions of teachers that cause overwhelming harm that results in people moving away from books. This is not a try-harder scenario. There are only two kinds of education systems with nothing in between. It's either ineffective and fake, or real and profound. For a dictator to triumph, they must collapse education. Education does not collapse on its own. It is our greatest invention. It is our natural direction. A well-educated nation has high standards for political seats, a high demand for honesty and long-term vision of the future, and most importantly, peer-reviewed accomplishments that eventually paved the way into politics. In a nation with collapsed education, you will find cult and nationalism. And again, that is not by chance. It is a prerequisite for political criminals to flourish. Any kind of educational interference will always lead to war, crime, and suffering. The collapse of education is rarely about burning of books outright, and most often imperceptible. It is easy for well-funded organizations to attack education. They will prevent canceling of debt, be it by nationwide forgiveness programs or personal bankruptcy, or they will simply do nothing as tuition fees rise, or cause interference when hopes of lowering tuition rise. They will do nothing to increase teacher pay, nothing to encourage better teachers. They will stand by as schools become ineffective, and books get banned, and inner-city schools beg for funding. Before long, student loan debt becomes crushing, and more people will see education as optional or unnecessary. By that time, however, it won't be real education. It will be broken, ineffective, and pretty much a theater. It will be a picture of education, but beneath anything but. A great part of widespread cults of our world are simple answers to common questions, from reward of heaven after a life of servitude to broken answers like, "Thus God is above logic and reason." These fantasies spread by filling in all the simple answers. Collective fantasies actually do ease anxiety or suffering, and they do bring a measure of pleasure in what usually ends up being dark ages and poverty. Such is the case with fake education or ineffective schools today. For a price, they will sell the knowledge of some subject. They will back it up with a certificate, and the fact that the graduate can't pass the tests again, be damned. Even if a graduate can retake all the tests, it does not mean that they have the necessary comprehension of their subjects. Having memorized 100 formulas will not make a mathematician. The group of people behind the imperceptible collapse of a nation's education system will then have no trouble of being elected into high positions, which will then grant them even more power to corrupt and make easy money, and eventually lead to a crime family in charge of a nation. This in turn leads to more corruption and a complete bankruptcy, which is then easily swept under the rug by means of another war under the cover of nationalism or some other low-effort fantasy. By that time, propaganda and opinion will have long become louder than the voice of reason and any hope of peace. For an advanced nation, the defense against such an attack is found in protection of a real and profound educational system and a culture of wisdom and knowledge. Here, educated voters greatly outnumber the uneducated, the easily intimidated, the easily impressed, or the easily misled, the easily satisfied, and the easily sold out. People wishing to be in politics, just wanting to make their way into it, to have followers, to have something to show or some measure of prestige, have long prevented the rise of any advanced nation. Wherever we look, we see nations ready for war, nations with warped criminal justice, or nations plagued by cults. We see mass incarceration in a nation whose amendment on slavery still clearly states that a criminal is a slave. Not only must we protect real education, but we are yet to bring nations into such an advanced state. We must begin the creation of a real school that follows the student. As soon as they begin caring about the world, as soon as they have questions, and we must make sure that the answers are the best that we can give, and that a child is not made into a tool, or worse yet, a fool. Today, school is seen as a place that a child goes to, and a lot of the children see it as stressful, fake, and simply punishing. Under the threat of poverty, students are forced to give up on real education and begin a fantasy education that revolves around grades and graduations and tests that they would fail if they had to retake again later on. We can't trust the politics of a nation, but we can trust peer-reviewed automated school materials that function more like a game. Rather than demanding obedience by marking a student down with a grade that eventually convinces them and their future employers that they are unintelligent, we simply create a range of educational systems where students have to progress as if in a game, where a door will be closed until they beat the level. And the levels, or the curriculum, must be always of their own choosing. Middle school, high school, college, turned into a range of friendly and rewarding computer game-like programs. When these games are beat, a person can hold up the paths they traveled as great achievement, as something to be truly proud of. Make no mistake, I am asking you to remove education from the hands of politicians, well-meaning or not, I am asking you to put beautiful education in the hands of children so that they may grow independent of the artificial or political culture of whatever the place they happened to be born into. By the time they grow to make use of real education, most of the world politicians will have long retired. It costs the world next to nothing to grant the younger generations a wiser, better, safer, and a more peaceful world.